What up, Leo?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, everybody. It is Papa's Basement. We popped on 30 seconds earlier, so because we, I think by law, whatever the heck law, you know, a crappy little station like this is governed by, we got to play some kind of PSA at the beginning.
Who cares?
I know. But I chose three 60-second spots each.
Okay.
They all sound funny, but I wanted to take a vote. What sounds the funniest to you?
All right.
Juvenile diabetes, sick kids, funny. Meningitis, could be good, could be about drinking from other cups.
Yeah.
Skin cancer, could be like a tanning type thing. I think skin cancer is the wild card. It'll probably blow, but you never know. Could be something real funny.
Yeah, I'm going to take B.
B, meningitis.
Yes.
I'm down with meningitis too. I think it could really, you know, surprise. Let's go with it. I like the music already.
My teenage son's arms and legs were amputated.
The disease spread quickly. Within hours, my son was dead.
Ding, ding.
Mom, those were Evan's last words.
We didn't know.
Not my penis.
Students are at greater risk from meningococcal meningitis.
Oh,
vaccination
my Lord.
Could have saved my son.
We learned about immunization 2 weeks after our son died.
A little too late, huh?
That's
as parents, we do everything to protect our kids.
Oh, Jesus.
What happened to our families shouldn't happen
to yours.
Oh, my God.
Health officials now recommend immunization for adolescents and college
students.
Do
you have that?
Call
your meningitis
doctor or public
shot.
Health official to find
I probably
out
had
about preventing
it when, you know, my parents probably.
I think it came along a little late in the game,
protect
though.
Adolescents and college students.
Spyward
don't
alert
wait,
keeps
vaccinate.
Nah.
A public service message from the National Meningitis Association.
Okay. We had a winner there.
Yeah,
dude, that was quite the rash right when I got to college. Kids were dropping like flies from that.
Oh, for real?
Hold on, let's play the music, make this official. The Tupac, shall we? There you go. God, let's throw that in the mix. Those Lowe's balls. There you go. The straight ballin' thug life.
Ride or die.
Ride or die, son. What? Enough puck.
All right.
That's the official start. So anyhow, that was huge when I got to school. I got big lectures about, like, you know, don't share cups and all that stuff. And I'm OCD as hell, or at least I used to be.
Uh-huh.
And so that would kind of freak me out. But then, like, you know, a week into school, some hot broads taking slugs off some vodka. I was like, join me. Like, okay. Let me turn on the headphones.
Well,
a little higher.
I probably had it when I was like probably in middle school. Well, I didn't have
it. Killed
me, man. But I mean, I probably got the shot when I was in middle school or high school.
Okay.
I remember my parents used to take me to doctors, always give us shots and stuff.
Well, I forgot when the shots came along. Because when did the shot for the junk warts become big, especially for chicks? That's like last 2 years or something.
Oh,
I don't even know if I have that.
In the past 2 years, I haven't taken
no
shots.
I know I have the warts, just not the shot. No shots the last 2 years?
Yeah, in the last 2 years, no shots for me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've even been to the hospital in the last 2 years.
Can't say I've. Well, no. I cracked a door on my head, that big glass door.
Oh, yeah.
So that was ER trip for me. Other than that, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Nothing too fun. Oh, I'd like to officially announce, since I made it a point of announcing on the air a couple weeks ago that I had my junk tested for everything. That's officially clean.
Yeah, okay.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Good job.
Thank you. Sound the trumpets.
Congratulations.
We got a decent show lined up for you today. We didn't do too much living last night, sadly, and I know the format of the show is mostly just talking about the night before.
Well, I had a good day yesterday.
You had a good day, and you know what? We'll hear about that in 1 second.
Okay.
Just wanted to start the show with something we did last week, making fun of a CNN.com news item.
Okay.
And I kind of liked it. It made me laugh. I want to start doing this every week, at least until we don't have a funny story. But CNN.com/Asia, Superstore Stampede Kills Shoppers.
Now, was this like a Walmart or what type of store?
You know, given it's China and their godless communists over there, it doesn't really go. It could be a state store. Maybe I just missed it because I read the article right when I woke up, like crack of 11 this morning. let's see. Beijing, China. Shoppers eager to buy goods on sale stampeded at a Carrefour supermarket in southwestern China. So, supermarket. Trampling 3 people to death and injuring at least 31, state media reported. And it's state media, so at least, like, you know, 20 people are dead and 200 maimed. Okay, now, here's kind of what made me laugh about it. You could see that happening for, like, a Nintendo Wii here, maybe last year, something like that.
Uh-huh.
But we're capitalist pigs. We live on that crap. What was it that drove the Chinese to kill their countrymen in a stampede?
I really don't know. Okay. I mean, basically, they make everything, so they should already have all the stuff that they need.
We have some. We have the ability to take callers. Maybe still this week. I'm not sure. Hell, call someone. Send an IM if you can hear us, first of all. You never know if we're not live. We just screwed up one button.
Yeah, that is true.
But someone call in. I want some guesses, because the answer's pretty damn solid.
Oh,
I mean, it's
lame. Oh, you already know the answer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I read it. Christ, man. I wouldn't let it slide if it wasn't somewhat juicy.
Okay, so, but this is a supermarket, but it's only one thing that they wanted?
El Supermarketo. Yeah, it was just one item.
All right. Is Pokemon back?
No, it's something. Oh, we got a caller. Hells yeah. All right. Let's see if I can take it this time. Not up the butt. I know you're thinking that.
Yes, I was.
Caller? Oh, why? Great. They've already screwed up the phones.
I thought I heard something, but there were two.
It was weak. It was.
Yeah.
It didn't go through the board already.
Oh.
Screw this.
Okay.
Who was the caller? Send an IM. Someone. Call again. Maybe it was my mom.
Maybe. I don't know. It sounded like a girl's voice.
Cue callers. It was a female voice.
Okay.
Lord knows we have no males in our lives that care about anything we do.
No.
All haters.
Yes.
Whatever. I can live without the call. Screw the guessing.
Okay.
Send an IM if you want to guess. If not, I couldn't care less.
Is it...
I care about Leo. Oh, wait. Caller's back. Okay. Board's up. It's all cued.
You know how they say, turn off your radio.
Hey, hello. I know I'm going to hear them. Hello. I'm hearing two callers, and yet they're not going through the board whatsoever. 3 weeks, and the phone's broken completely. No. I cannot believe this. Yeah.
Please yell.
I can hear like a little ghost voice. Here, I'll put it up to my ear. I don't care. That's good, Lord. Yeah, who is it? Hey. You're not on the air, Mel.
Sorry.
Oh, it's only 3 weeks and they've already screwed up the phones, Mel. Okay. Melissa said, I'm a horrible racist and I'm going to go with dogs. And then she said, I hate black people, Leo.
Probably.
All right, let me check the other line. Thank you for calling, Mel. All right, caller.
What? I heard.
Mama Reynolds is calling.
What did she say?
How are you, Mrs. Reynolds? Bye. She issued a threat.
Oh, what is it?
I really couldn't hear it because the headphones are bad.
What the?
Oh, my Lord. Oh, that's the IM coming through the board again. And now there's so much porn spam coming up, I can't find the volume button.
Yeah, now you're going to be like...
Okay. Yeah, so we have dog on sale at the supermarket because Mel loves her ethnic humor. I'm going to have to click out of this for a second.
Yes, please.
Yeah, because I was hearing what sounded like Linkin Park.
Yeah,
can't
it
have
was.
That.
Yeah, it was Linkin Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm good like that. And you guessed...
I guess Pokemon.
They're selling that at the grocery store. They can. They do it at our Walmarts.
Yeah.
Okay, the People's Daily said people had lined up since
Spider-Man
4 a.m. to buy discounted rapeseed oil used for cooking.
What?
First of all, it's cooking oil. That's just lame. Second of all, what is rapeseed? It's literally R-A-P-E-S-E-E-D. There's no accent you can put in that to make it sound like anything else. It's rapeseed.
Rappy.
Rapeseed. No, man, it's rapeseed.
What?
I'm going to load the IM back. I'll take that chance.
All right. Just put on
crap. It's coming up as Tom Gavin. Tom Gavin. You don't know the name.
Oh.
He's the famous challenged jock.
Oh.
Oh, and we're getting text, too. How fun. Text from Christy. She hates me because I shut it off. Her IM is the one that had Linkin Park like stored in it or something.
Oh.
So every IM was whatever that little Linkin Park clip coming.
Yeah.
Anyhow, yeah. Long story short, since all momentum's been killed already, the Chinese trampled for cooking oil.
For rapeseed.
For rapeseed. For rapeseed. But yeah, that's the news item. We had the retarded looking sketch yesterday and or last week, yeah, and Rapeseed today.
They still haven't fixed her yet either. Like,
oh no, she still looks. Yeah, that's all you're gonna get. There's never gonna be anything else.
I'm surprised. Like, those news anchors, like, what the? She looks kind of messed up there, guys.
No one's calling them out on that because they're happy about the effort that was put forth. You know what? Screw it.
That's like her face is all lopsided.
Yeah, that's like your kid tracing his hand to make a turkey for Thanksgiving. You're like, okay, nice try, but it ain't a turkey. You know.
It is a turkey, shut up.
Is it? Yeah. The extent of Leonard's artwork. I don't know. I'm going to just bitch because I'm falling apart with the aging process.
No, you're not.
I'd like to think I am. If nothing else, I have on my, I guess, what's the technical term? The mons pubis, whatever the heck, right above your junk, that area.
Uh-huh.
I have a nice zit going, which is completely fantastic. I know, and you live in a house with me.
Yes, I know.
So you have to think about it under my clothes as I walk around, just my boxers.
Well, sometimes just naked.
Exactly. Sometimes just socks. Oh, my Lord. But yeah, I have that going for me and a keyboard resting on it right now. So that's incredibly pleasant.
Yeah, good job for the next, for Night Train Memories.
Night Train Memories going to get some herp. Let me put the mic down there a second. Get it on his windscreen.
Oh.
My lips is broken out. Oh, my Lord. So yeah, I got that. And I don't know about you guys. Leo was rubbing it in my face that he's actually been losing weight lately, but I gained like 2 pounds in the past few weeks from all the candy eating. I've just been living on it.
Well, I usually eat probably like 2 pieces of candy right before bed, but I don't eat that much, you know. Like, you see me. I only eat for weekdays.
You don't eat much, period. Yeah.
Weekdays, I eat what? Well, for lunch, those healthy choices. I don't eat any
breakfast.
You're like
my bro. You just live on that stuff.
Well, I don't eat them for dinner. He eats them for dinner, too.
Oh, he eats them all day. That's all he eats, man.
Yeah. I actually eat something.
I think I actually can tell you what my bro's entire ritual is. It's these little horrible chicken composite patties. Mm-hmm. You know, stuff that isn't real chicken meat, but they like wash what could only be like an acid over the ribs.
Yeah.
And then press that back together and put those fake grill marks on the side.
Yeah.
That's breakfast. There's usually kettle corn once a day.
Yeah.
There's at least one or two healthy choices.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe a protein shake.
Oh,
okay. I think that's it. That's the ritual day in, day out.
Okay. Yeah. Mel started eating fucking kettle corn. Oh, I mean.
Who cares? We have four
freaking
listeners. Effing kettle corn.
Kettle corn now. Just because I like the way it smells. And the first time she burnt it, so it made the house all
reeky.
Yeah.
I can't stand that. They put this fake NutraSweet or something in it.
Uh-huh.
It tastes like ass. Will eats it, and he's like, dude, what are you talking about? Will eat any piece of crap. Just over and over compulsively. I don't get it.
Yeah, like
God bless him for eating like that. I couldn't handle it.
I have a question.
Yeah,
how long
it.
Are you supposed to put popcorn in the microwave?
What size bag? The normal one?
Yeah, normal one.
240.
240. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She puts it in 4 minutes.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be scorched all hell.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, seriously, I think I always chop it at 240.
I was like, never do more than 3 minutes.
Yeah,
like that's the rule.
Well, Will's thing, first, he brought that microwave, which is just the biggest piece of crap. That's like an easy bake oven.
Nah, it's all good. It works.
I don't like it. It's tiny. You got to put plate in sideways to fit it in. That ain't right.
No.
So anyhow, other than that, it's just low wattage. Mm-hmm. But he undercooks the popcorn. Like, he'll do it like 2 minutes straight and then be like, dude, there's all these uncooked kernels. Like, yeah, you know, let it go a little more.
He only got two popcorns up
yeah,
in there.
Exactly. How am I supposed to feast on this? Yeah, so that's, anyhow, I put it in like 20 seconds extra. He's like, dude, how'd you get all that popcorn? And I'm like, I kept cooking it. I explained this to him. Yeah, so our night, Leo, tell us about your good day.
All right, yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday. Tell us about the day of Leonard.
All right, well, I was at work, and like usually on Fridays, I don't usually do a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I was like, during half of the day, I was like, wow, I actually did a lot of work today. It's crazy. So I come back from lunch, and like at lunch, I'm like looking up my Hotmail account.
Yeah.
And this director who I just filmed this movie with, he was like, hey, congratulations, you're an internet movie database. And
oh, like, that's right. You did flash that around. You successful bastard.
Oh, God, Linkin Park.
Hold on.
Linkin Park, too. I'm not going to lie.
It's a Wii World character that makes the Linkin Park sound each time.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Hold on. I don't care if I hear it in the background. Hold on.
All right. Yeah, so after that,
I hate you, John. F your radio show. Wow. How'd she know we'd be coming back? Oh, God. You can hear every last sound effect on here.
Yeah.
Here, you tell your story, and I'll go through sound settings.
All right. So, of course, I had to brag to everybody, almost everybody at work, and send them an email and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then after that, when I was going home and parking, like, I got a phone call saying, want you to be Parker. It's like this guy character in the movie, mm-hmm. his little short movie. So after that.
I love hearing the IM sounds. You remember when you first went to college and that was just like up and down the hall nonstop?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're listening.
No, it's okay. I'm done.
I promise, Leonard.
Story's over.
General IM. Why am I not seeing just general sound settings on this? And who keeps... Oh, sounds. There we go. Play this sound. I do not want any sounds. Do not want any sounds. Apply. Maybe I got it. Sign of any good show.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Miriam said she's going to vomit from the pimple story. It's not like I got it from some scandalous woman or something.
Yeah, you got it from you.
It's just from being Greek and like not showering this morning before the gym. The oils, they accumulate.
Yes.
What can I say?
I always shower before the gym and after the gym for some reason.
I'm always trying to go when still pretty freshly showered because, oh, I feel like my skin's going to crawl.
I just, like, my skin itches if I don't shower before the gym.
Like, really?
Because I feel like, I think it's just, like, myself thinking that.
Because mm-hmm.
I feel like all these dirty people are here and I don't know what I'm getting, so I should shower. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Wow. Christy's revealing proactive. Proactive, isn't that the name of a meta? Is she talking about being proactive or
Sean Combs? Like,
isn't it like a zit cream or a herpes cream or something? Is this like a big revelation on the air? Oh, oh, it's zit stuff. Okay,
yeah.
Oh, it's the Jessica Simpson stuff.
Yeah, Diddy stuff.
Diddy does it too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
He's the main one.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's like, I want to keep my sexy, so I gotta use proactive.
Whatever.
And then he challenged like Jessica and Lindsay Lohan, other people who advertise for it. It's like, they don't actually use it. I use it.
Good Lord.
Yeah, he had a little beef with them because of that.
He's an ugly man.
Hey.
Physically?
More girls than us.
I'll go out on that limb.
Yeah.
But he ain't attractive. He can't dance either. I'll call him out on that.
He can dance.
Whatever.
He's my idol. He's a dancing.
I will go on the record saying I can dance better than Diddy. How about that?
Oh, that's a challenge, Diddy. come down to Fairfax right now, son.
The white man's gauntlet being thrown down. I'm trying to pick my fights. I can outdance him and the black kid in the wheelchair on Malcolm in the Middle. That's it. That's all I got, but I'll take those two victories. Yeah. Darth Vader. Oh, my God. Anyhow, so you had a good day because, Leo is trying to do the acting thing a little more than me, and mm-hmm. he's being pretty successful with it. Listen to this chair.
Yeah.
That's going out on the air, man. Sounds like the Tin Man whacking off. Anyhow, so Leo's doing the acting thing. He's got an IMDb page. If you want to go to imdb.com and put in Leonard Reynolds.
Yes, so Leonard Reynolds. I want to change it to Leo Reynolds, though, but... we'll see about it.
Yeah, this way you'll do that and then you'll get famous and the page will go to Leo Reynolds and your first chunk will be billed as Leonard Reynolds.
Yes.
There you go. That's how they word it. This is what keeps Leo going. Keeps him from huffing on the gas pipe.
Yes.
And may I just say F you to the person who closed our garage.
Yeah, whoever did that, I'm pretty pissed.
I know.
Now I have to park on the street. Which... it really doesn't. I really don't care about it, but now it's getting cold, and it's like, damn.
I grew up, you know, I'm gonna make it sound like I grew up all hard and rough and tough and stuff, because we didn't have the garage, and it was like the one floor house, and you know, it was like walking uphill both ways to school. But I don't know garages. The irony is, I installed that lock that should be able to get us in for an entire development where Juan lives.
Yeah,
how's that for double irony? Well, I guess that's just kind of interesting. Coincidence. But yeah, I don't know how to get in that thing. I even picked the lock, dude.
No.
I sat out there, froze my balls off, picking that thing open.
Well, I mean,
if anyone knows garage doors, swing by our house.
We have a call.
We have,
but I mean,
why are you ruining our stuff, callers? I hate
you. I first lived in a townhouse, so I didn't have a garage.
Oh, really?
Well,
oh, this will be my mom. Money on that. Money.
No.
Hello, caller. Oh, it's me. Ah. A pile of nails. Yeah, that was from your workbench or your little work kit. They spilled out and I was too lazy to pick them up.
And
it wasn't vandal striking.
Well, pick them up.
It was a voodoo thing. No, no. They spilled out the side and I was like, ah, it's gold. I'm not bending over.
Pick them up so no one messes up their tires.
Why is everyone calling? This will be my mom.
It won't.
No, it won't, because they hung up immediately. I love how we can't take calls. I can't believe we can't take calls. It's been 3 weeks.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
Program on.
We're supposed to be moving up, but we keep moving back.
Hold on. Maybe.
Try it.
Hello? Hello? Nope, I'm getting nothing.
Yeah. I heard a guy. It was a guy's voice.
It was a dude?
Yeah.
Oh, it might have been Macanoza or Lorel. Yeah.
No, I think it was Mac.
Was it Matt?
Mac.
Hey, Secretary Reynolds.
What?
You're taking the call.
All right.
I'm going to pass it over to the sneeze guard. Salad bar sneeze guard that's at the top of our new council.
Hello.
Listen to that smooth voice.
Yeah.
What do we have?
Oh, my brother looked on my internet movie database page, and he says, you're Michael Jackson?
Yeah. Leo plays Michael Jackson in The Life and Death of Poets. And apparently did a sloppy job of it.
It's, you know, a couple minutes long.
I can't take all the calls, people.
Yeah.
This is horrible.
All right, I'll talk to you later. All right, bye.
Oh, man. I'm still bummed out about no calls.
Just one of my fans, you know.
External one, maybe. Fingers crossed. Nothing. Ta-da. Callers, speak. Nope, nothing.
And also, check out my blog page. It's about Detroit Lions. It's my page because I'm the only one who writes on it. MotorCityPress.com.
Why is my mom blowing up the phone line?
I don't know. And check out John's
too. Hello, Mom.
His name is SkinsReport.com. It's about the Washington Redskins.
I'll talk to you. No, none of the phones are working, Mom. It's really annoying because we just hear them ringing and we can do nothing about it.
We're sorry. Yeah, this inconvenience of truth.
Yeah. There's a bright light that flashes and says phone call, but I can't take it on the air. I don't know how many people are listening. 5 or 6. It's pretty sad. Love you. Bye. We've fallen from our pinnacle of 10 listeners.
Oh.
That might as well have been years ago.
Yes. Back when the phone was actually
back
working.
Back when it worked 2 weeks ago. Back when we were young and beautiful.
Yes.
Anyhow, Shall we cut to the main bit for the day?
Sure,
this will buy us a good 15 minutes.
Okay.
And then we can bail at 4:40 to give Night Train Memories 20 minutes to set up.
Oh, we can make it, man. Don't worry.
I think we can. I'm actually rested. Maybe I'm just not as good when not hungover.
Nah.
Okay. We're going to click around. I'm going to talk like this on the air. The whisper song.
Wait. Let me tell you something.
Oh, I'm the only one that found that funny.
I did.
Thank you.
If I knew the rest of the song, I would have sung it for you.
Let's see. My friend Christy's saying, I need more sex and I better get laid tonight.
Well.
The doctor called for it.
Let's hop into the Craigslist then.
Yeah. Oh, what an amazing tie-in.
Yes.
Speaking of sex, this is the bit, folks. We are going to go through the Washington, D.C. Craigslist personal pages.
Yay!
We're going to let's We're going to go through and guess just what picture is going to be depicted.
Okay.
Based on title. Washington. I want everyone to play along at home. You type in washingtondc.craigslist.org. And that'll put you on the Craigslist specifically for DC. Okay.
It's now, for the DMV.
Well, okay. Personal, strictly platonic. Who gives a crap about that?
No.
That's worthless. Women seeking women. That's usually interesting. Women seeking men.
No.
Lame. Yes. You'll get a picture of like a horizon.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I've seen those.
Mm-hmm. And that's a fact. That's code for fat girl, I think.
Yeah, it is.
That's hieroglyphics for fat, so. Wow. Christy's saying she wants the clam. Good for you. Good for you, Christy. Tackle that clam. Shall we clam hunt for Christy on here?
Jam out with your clam out.
Yeah, she says yes. So, okay, we'll do that second. We'll clam hunt for Christy. First, the men seeking women. I've never really gone through...
Nah.
Well, then we got one left, Leo.
Well,
The one that promises the most nudity, the most graphic displays.
Well, then let's save that for last.
Okay. We're going to do women seeking women first.
All right. It's probably going to be pictures of kitties.
Exactly. Use of all the following posts are true. Please hit back. Are we 18? Yeah, we're 18.
No.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You're 12.
Yes.
Okay. I understand women seeking women may include adult content. Keeping our fingers crossed on that one. I agree to flag prohibited anything illegal or which otherwise violates Craigslist terms of use. Blah, blah, blah.
No.
And fourth, by clicking on the links below, I release Craigslist from any liability that may arise from use of this site. Oh my. Maybe someone's going to get the clap, sue Craigslist, but you can't. You're covered. All right, here's a big blue link. It's saying, expand your horizons, challenge me by clicking on women seeking women.
All right,
and we clicked it. We're going to click on only has image.
Yes.
Because otherwise the...
It's no point.
Okay. Our first post, November 10th, Maryland, D.C., VA. It's T-O-M-B-O-I, Tomboy.
Oh. I can't read.
Is Tomboy... Yeah, come on over. Share a mic with me.
No, it's okay.
Like we a milkshake with two straws.
It's all good.
Join me in the malt shop. Holy crap. My old roommate, Tony, randomly IMing me.
Oh, for real? Is he listening?
I'll tell him. I haven't seen him in months, dude. Not to interrupt the show for a second. Cool dude.
I think last time I saw him was in Reston Town Center.
Good dude.
The day when we saw that. Jennifer and Jason.
Oh, yeah. That was some good office scandal.
Yeah. The Jim and Pam in our office.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
More like the Dwight and Angela.
The Dwight and Angela. Yeah. Oh, crap. I have an office bombshell. No one listens to this show, and no one involved in it listens to this show, so I can drop a bombshell.
All right.
I can drop a bombshell.
Bomb it up.
Okay. A certain bishop.
Uh-huh.
Certain bishop and a certain new person in the office.
Fishnets.
Who might fit the physical characteristics of the last person we know. Oh! Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yes. These beans were spilled this week. Let's all take a moment to introduce the bishop again. Reintroduce the bishop, as it were.
Let me reintroduce myself. My name is... Oh, you're supposed to go.
Oh, man. Tony Sands' first free weekend. Anyhow, not to interrupt the flow of the show.
Go ahead.
With my personal stuff. Bishop is a large man of soul.
Yes.
He's good like that. He's got the glasses. He's growing out a fro now.
Mm-hmm.
He's what, like 6'3"?
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Yeah, 6'2", 6'3". Got a bit of the funk, but only because he doesn't bathe that much, maybe.
Oh, I thought it was just funky because he was just, oh, man.
He's all that. Yeah, exactly, man. That's male pheromones leaking out.
Yeah. And the only one who understands him is this woman.
Bishop?
Yeah,
but, right. Let's just say Bishop... Bishop delved into Stereotypeville with kind of doing that which some brothers have been guilty of doing with paler people of the opposite gender who might be a little overweight, shall we say.
He puts my stock down.
Yeah, he He threw Leo back 100 years is what he did. Let's just say he put out a fatty fire, and it was a whole lot of fire.
Because then they think, oh, if I can get Bishop, I can get Leo.
Exactly. Yeah. They're calling Denzel up after that.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
No.
No.
Tay Diggs is like, damn you, Bishop.
Exactly. Denzel slaying 300 pounds at a time, going, I'm sick of this. You're holding us back, JD. JD Bishop. Anyhow, so let's just say he got on top of a big, big mess, to speak in code. And there's a new larger woman in the office. And let's just say JD's snake tended to the needs of her weeds.
Mm.
I don't know where I came up with that, but I
like it. I like it.
It rhymed, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So JD, he knocked that out. And she reported this the next day.
She reported it.
Oh, JD does not kiss and tell. The bishop is beyond such things.
What?
For he knows those he couples with will spread his legend. The size of the bishop strikes hard, shall we say. The bishop lives up to another stereotype. There we go. The bishop,
Damn, so she's good loving him.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Miriam is asking if Bishop is the one with the hot body. That would be my ex-roommate, Pat Zito, who went to UVA. And no, that's Tony is my VTech roommate. For all those keeping at home and want to kill me and duplicate my life, Tony is my awesome Virginia Tech roommate. Great guy. Anyhow, let's get back to the game, shall we?
All right.
We left
so off. Who is she spreading this out to? Just like spreading out like San Diego fire. What the
hell? I can't reveal all my sources.
Oh, okay.
But let's just say I did not mention that story because you didn't mention someone who told me these things. To speak in total office code.
Yeah. Okay.
You mentioned one of the squealers.
All right.
Well, actually, I stole a note from her desk. So
wait, they write notes?
Yeah, like they passed notes.
Like in high school?
Yeah. And I grabbed it and I handed it back without looking, but then I said, that's only because I know you'll reveal the truth of the note anyhow. Sure enough, she did. Okay, so we got Tomboy. Tomboy sounds a little butchy.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna go out on a limb with that one.
Yeah.
Does the BOI mean like big boy? She's a gay sister.
What, BBW?
BOI. No, not BBW. We're not in for that treat yet.
Oh.
Big, beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
To those not down with the lingo.
B-Y, you said?
Just Tomboy. Tomboy.
Oh,
that's just a posting name.
Oh, okay.
No, there's no code here.
Oh, there's no code. Okay.
Tomboy. I'm going to go with butchy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with the chick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with we are getting a picture.
Well, do you have it on image?
I have it on image, but
but
we're
a picture
not gonna,
of her.
Exactly. We're not going to see like a fluffy kitten or something.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with nothing too sexy.
I'm going to go with
like t-shirt and jeans type picture.
I'm going to go with a roughneck black woman.
Yeah.
This is DC. She said DC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, BOI too, like big boy. That's kind of, I'm leaning with you. Shall we have the big reveal?
And she's going to have a tattoo.
Ooh, a tat. I'm going to go with lots of piercings, but no tats.
I'm going to go with tats, no piercings.
Okay, we are, damn, we do not get much. We were right about black.
Okay.
Doesn't look as bushy as I would have liked. Like, I wanted shaved head, kind of Michelle, D.A., whatever, than ever.
Uh-huh.
You know who I'm talking
Michelle
about.
Michelle Rodriguez?
No. The lesbian singer from, like, 10 years back. The shaved-headed black
Sinead
chick.
It's
like
Michelle. She was lesbian?
Yeah.
I forget who I know who you're talking about, but I forget the name.
Kind of an Italian-sounding last name, almost.
Yeah.
Shall we read the posts? Will that
go
make
ahead.
It funnier?
Yes.
Hello, ladies. I'm going to read this. No voice. Just me.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies. I am on here looking for friends. I do not smoke, but I drink once in a while. I am interested in meeting honest people. I am cool, laid back, and will try almost anything once. I do not like games or rude people. I am somewhat of a tomboy. I know I am a woman, but I like to dress in attire that is not feminine. Once again, I am looking for homies, but if something else transpire, S missing. I am not opposed. I like to date attractive, intelligent, smaller women who are mature. Because of past negative experiences with this site, I will not respond to messages without pictures. Peace. Sounds like Tomboy got a fatty. Tomboy was tricked in the past.
Yeah.
She needs her pictures. It was either that or she got the Boys Don't Cry treatment.
Oh, yeah.
Where they pulled out her cock sock and did her in the barn, however that movie ended. I think there was a death. We have want to meet star lesbian star 27.
27. I'm going to go, and where is she located at?
Northwest.
I'm going to go with white this time.
I'm going to go with black, but only because Craigslist Women for Women is very, very black overall.
Yeah,
for whatever reason.
But for some reason, I'm feeling white.
If you want to be racist, you can say because it's free. I know you're thinking. Yeah.
I think it's going to be white, long hair, blonde.
I'm going to go with chubby sister.
I'm going to be actually a decent-looking girl.
Decent-looking girl. Want to meet lesbians. The fact that she's really, really worked up and wants to meet lesbians and needs to meet lesbians, she could be a girl. Because if she's hot enough, she got like 2,000 replies from dudes. Mm-hmm. Like, honey, I'll turn you.
Yeah.
Gonna go with fat black chick. Just playing the odds here. Scroll. Ah!
What is it?
It's just a drawing.
Oh, you suck.
It's just a drawing, but she is black in the drawing. It's a drawing of a black chick giving a karate kick, and she has the afro puffs. Whatever. What a waste of our time.
It's a lady rage.
Yeah. Okay. November 10th. Bisexual female seeking the same. 29. VAMDDC. So that's an unspecified notebook post.
Boo.
Not specific enough for you?
Not.
Move on to the next?
Yeah. But let's see. Let's check it out.
Okay. Bisexual female seeking same. All caps. What are we going to get? Amy says she's not down for this one. Were you saying screw this one to my show, this episode, which I'm fine with? Because we are phoning it in, or screw this post, Amy. What are you saying? Go to sexy, freaky ladies only. Okay.
Oh.
All right. All right.
That's why they had all three.
She hooked us up. Sexy, freaky ladies only, 26.
Sexy.
DC.
I'm going to have to go with... black. She is not going to be butch, but it's not going to be like skinny either. Middle,
you're
medium
going,
build.
You're going with freaky, but not sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's going to have whips and chains in her picture.
Sexy freakies. I guarantee you the post is going to be a good read.
All right.
I'm going to gamble on spelling errors. More spelling errors than the last broad. But the lack of all caps means she has some respect for the English language.
Yeah.
See what we got. Oh! No, you know what? That's... What did we get here?
Is she white or black?
Oh, she's black.
Okay.
It's stacked. What is that on the bottom of the right nipple? Looks like a money shot. But she's a lesbian. I'm confused.
Maybe it's yeast.
Huh. Exactly. She nipple-effed someone. Tony's asking what station I'm on. www.fcac.org/WEBR.
Correct.
For those listening at home.
I had to look at the billboards just to know. I don't know where I work at.
Where we work for no money?
Yeah.
You know what? I needs to tone up, but to quote... shall we say James Lee, to speak in code, James Lee, who works at the National Student Clearinghouse, lives in Leesburg.
The Asian lover.
Exactly. The man who spreads yellow fever as best he can, for he is terminally infected. Good eats. Good meats. It's thick in the right places. Needs to tone up. But and the fact no face is shown kind of.
Yeah.
But, maybe because there's her stuff's hanging out.
Well, yeah. She don't want to, be like known as that girl on Craigslist.
We need. You know what? We need to start sending responses on air.
Yeah.
There we go. Shall we?
Well, I don't think they'll respond like so quickly. Maybe next time we do responds throughout the whole week.
We'll read the responses.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, we got our winning bit. Yes. People, you're going to IM us with what we're going to say to win this lovely lady's heart.
And we have to do them for man for man. Man winning man.
Oh, man. Oh, God. The man for man poster is
we're going to have to make up a new Hotmail account or Gmail or something.
For the man for man, yeah. Although my Choco Love Box.
It might actually work.
Although I don't want my work, you know.
Yeah.
What is this attachment? Oh. And then I'm fired.
We were going to fire you for not showing up on time, but this.
Yeah. Looking at Choco Love Box porn. Okay. Hey, ladies. I am looking to get into some fun today. I am a sexy, attractive, down-to-earth female. 5'8", 165. All right. About how far overweight is that, by the way?
Okay, she's 5'8".
5'8", 165.
Well, see, I'm 5'8", and I'm 165, so for a girl, that's probably, I guess, 20 pounds.
Easy.
Yeah.
Easy. I would go with almost 30. I'm looking to hook up with a sexy-ass female that don't mind sucking some fat-ass XX. Well, it's a word that rhymes with bitties. I could be that female, except I'm male, but I don't mind that. Not looking for timid or scared females, but seeking females that are down and freaky. Please be able to host and ready to F-word with 4Ks afterward and respond to this ad with a picture. No men or couples, but sexy single ladies. I'll be waiting. I love big T-word again with 4 T's in the middle, so that's always a plus. So ladies, don't be scared if you're ready to get freaky this morning. I'll be waiting.
Damn, what time did she post that?
7:55 a.m. That's good. A horny broad.
Yeah, jeez. Wake up. I was still asleep, man.
Seriously. No one.
And I had to be somewhere at 8.
Let me take an actual gander at this picture. I got to see what that is on the right boob. Pad for a second, sir.
All right. Man, so what is it silver or white?
On the boob?
Yeah.
It could be glare.
Oh, okay.
It could
be like a nipple ring.
It ain't a nipple ring.
Well, no, a nipple ring that hangs down.
Nah. Like, looks like war paint. Tony's. Oh, my God. Tony says, say you're a dog and you've got no options, so you better shack up with me. Then he clicks on the post. That's an effing beluga whale. 5'8", 165. That's an effing super middleweight. He knows boxing, so that's true. Oh, God, Tony, that was a good one, my friend. Turbo Stars, you're telling on me. She's got one. You've got one? Okay, Christy, send my way. What do you have? A nip ring. Oh, you've got a nip ring. I thought you were sending us a post. I didn't know you had a nip ring. Good for you.
I hope it's... My sweet mate in college got 2 nip rings, and I was like, wow, why did you do that? Because, like, I thought he was kind of, you know.
A little swishy.
But he was like, no, I got him with my girlfriend. And I was like, okay. And then his frat told him to take it off.
Sorry, sir. Okay, hold on. I don't like that post. She requires pics. She's a hornball. Christy says, I only date guys with nip rings. We should set her up with Will.
Yeah.
I think they'd hit it off.
Oh, I forgot Will had nip rings.
Oh, yeah. Will's got...
Fuck. F you, Leo.
Yeah.
I will kill you in
Will's
your sleep.
Will's got the double nip rings. Has had for quite some time.
Nah.
God, I forgot when he picked those up, man. It was a whole... Because my dad always started to beat the crap out of us if we ever got pierced or tats, and I never really had the bug to. But he got the earrings one time. It was quite the show.
Oh, for real? Was your dad pissed?
Oh, yeah. I was at college, so I didn't care.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a sucker for nip rings. Man, come over, take care of Will. Get some junk on demand that's like 2 feet away. I think she lives right down the street from us.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, she's like literally right across Rugby or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do Will. I'll charge you a finder's fee, but yeah.
Speak when spoken to.
Bitch, you speak when spoken to now. Okay. Amy, what is the... I wasn't saying bitch to you. It's from Always Sunny in Philly, the best show ever. So relax, Christy. She screamed, hey. No, we're not calling you that horrible, horrible word that makes me laugh. So, All right, Amy, what is our find? What should we be clicking on to send to make some romance with, to make romance inside, to quote Borat? What's the post? You must go down to Full Figured November 9th. Okay, let's look up Full.
I bet she is big.
Oh, right there, November 9th. Full Figured for Full Figured. Montgomery County.
MG.
All right, making the sign of the cross. We're going in.
All right.
Oh! Oh!
Should I even look or no?
Of course.
Okay.
But I hate my friends and love to torture them.
Let me put on my goggles.
Yeah, seriously. And a miner's helmet.
I'm going in.
That looked like Bishop's first mountain.
JD. Oh, my God. Oh, that is a JD special right there. Discreet, disease-free, you must host. Man, does anyone have, like, a good one we should be checking out? Like, someone we actually want to hit up?
Man versus man. Yay.
Hold on. Okay. We got one from... Oh. Good Lord, Christy. This is a rather large woman. WHT, so white BBW, new to area, ISO, new BBW, friend with benefits, 39. It's just a large woman outside a minivan.
Oh.
Seriously, it looks like she's eating, like, half-eaten hot dogs off the bottom. God.
Are you going to finish that hot dog?
Christy says she's eating the minivan. It's actually pretty decent. Oh, Lord. All right. Well, we got to... Are we going to do the man-for-man route? Is that what we have to do? Okay. Let's see if we can get us a man. All right, folks. We're going in. Men seeking... This is awful. That nervous laugh that says, please believe I'm not gay.
It wasn't nervous.
Yeah. Pure confidence. we can't do men seeking men because what's Night Train Memory's stage name? What did you say? Was it Scooter?
I don't know.
Something like that. He said, don't call me by my real name. He said, I DJ under another name.
Oh.
It's not Skeeter. People are retarded. Okay, wait. Amy might have found us something. Oh, not bad. Actually, hell, looks like a broad I know. Huh.
Let me see.
Average bi femme, 19. Exotic, but cute. But she's doing that fat chick pose.
Yeah.
There's like a couple fat chick poses. Like anyone who clicks on MySpace knows them. Yeah, for all those that want to play at home, it's average space bi bi dash space femme, average bi femme, 19. And there's like two fat chick poses. The one is when they got big enough. Well, it's always to accentuate boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Because God bless, the fat chick's got to have the boobs. Like a fat chick without boobs, just kill yourself. I'm not even saying that to be funny. Kill yourself. Anyhow, we're not all in the lobby, are we? I think we are.
Maybe.
Yeah, we got to. I hate that. Every time we walk out of here, I feel like a chick that just got an abortion walking through picketers.
Dude, every time I come in here now, since we drive separately, like, they look at me differently now.
Mm-hmm.
I think they listen to our program, and they're just like, how can you guys say those things?
Oh, they're just taking off till our 6 months is up. No way, we're getting renewed. I'll be like, I'd like to put in the petition for the extra hour on my show now. And they'll be like, yeah.
Hey, we're the number one rated show on this piece of junk.
This is going out in the hall. I know it is, dude. I'm going to time putting on my jacket so I don't have to make any eye contact. I'm just going to run right through. Let's hit reload. We didn't even check listeners today. What do we have?
Because we know we're baller.
Dude, we just roll off to 8 like that.
That's how we do things, man.
That's how we do. Okay. All right. we need a cough button on this.
We're dying over here.
We don't have a cough button on our mics. Hold on. I do, actually. I can just shut it off for a second.
I couldn't hear that.
Not at all. Volume didn't carry. That's what the spit guard on top of the thing is for.
No.
Christy, you coming out tonight, jackass? I don't know. I'm going to try to sleep. Oh, people ask why I hate the fatties or rag on them so much. Tony's a big part of it. Tony brings the hating of fatties to an art form. And his brother married a fat broad, so I never hear the end of it now. I mean, the things he says, man, I love him. Okay, so women seeking women. We're going to try to bag us a woman. Women, we got 6 minutes to make romance happen.
Can oh, for real?
Well, I said we always leave at 55, because I hate how that last show creeps right up our balls to, like, you know, 59 after. Okay, average by femme. Hey there. I'm going to keep this sweet and simple. I go by the name Tinker, or Tinker Bell, LOL. You're a retard.
Does she like golden showers?
Are we going to... Hell... Okay. I am 19 by and a student. Stay in the PG County area. I do have a boyfriend, so no men. Whatever. I am light brown skin, 34G, not a typo. 30, 38. Oh, wait, why am I surprised? Yeah, we just established there's a fat chick. We're going on about the fat chick poses. Yeah, yeah. She's a big tub. Never mind. 34G.
Yeah, what are you doing?
G for goddamn. G for get on a treadmill. Anyhow, yeah, she's doing the lie on the back pose, so the knockers still look pretty big. No. She's a big old tub.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the gut's sloppy. Basically, I'm just looking for a cool female friend to chill with, and we can grow from there. All caps. No pick equals no reply. I do have more picks for trade. Let's click and see what email address comes up, see if there's anything registered to this. Okay, they do have an Outlook account registered to this. So any reply we send would be going straight to the station. let me go through the IMs for a second. God bless Tony. They should be shot if they can't cook about the fat women.
We should take pictures of random girls and send them to these people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What the heck? God, I think that was Christy again. You know what I do have? That actually wasn't her? Okay. I have some friend, a certain friend whose name rhymes with barium, who sent me pictures of her in a Halloween costume. And she's like, I can't wear this because my ass is hanging out too much. Now, if we could send this.
I think I'm starting to like your plan.
And then give him Merriam's email address.
Well, you mean Barium's, right?
Barium, rather, yes. This hypothetical Barium. Yeah. And Christy's saying, let me see. Good for you, Christy. Putting the pierced boob bi spin on it all. God bless you.
I've been watching One Shot with Tila Tequila. I know how they talk.
Oh, my Lord. Shit. Sorry. I'm not huge on the yellow fever, if you will. I don't know what it is with her. She's got a screwed up little, like, Adventure of Link Zelda face, man.
I don't, like, some days I do, some days I don't, you know. Some days I feel like a nut, some
She's
days
like
I don't.
She's 5 foot even, first of all.
Yeah, she is short.
Creepy. Creepy short.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't, short, whatever.
Like, elf. She was an extra in Fred Claus.
Exactly. Along with Ludacris.
Yeah, I can't believe, like, does he think, like, oh, my body getting CGI'd on a little man's body is going to give me a lot of street cred.
Sorry, Oscar nomination for little man for said weigh-ins. Thank you very much.
Yeah, but that was funny. This is just like...
Little man grows on you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
You're a hardcore rapper doing this?
Hold on. I didn't find any posts that really excite the imagination yet.
Yeah.
Women for women. Hey, ladies, never had any luck on this. Let's keep trying. I'm hot, 100% Latina, or Latina, 100% femme, looking for the same. No AA.
No Alcoholics Anonymous?
No AA or bigger than size 12. Does she mean, like, no cups?
Yeah, I guess so.
No men or couples, picture for picture. I'm clean and trim, big boobs. Ugh, these are lame. I'm losing it. We gotta jump to the men for men.
Yeah, I know.
All right, we're going to do 2 minutes of men for men. Play along at home and vomit. We got a big ooh. Tony on the fat women. See, I told you, he just will not leave fat women alone. She needs to run to Alaska twice.
And they will not leave him alone.
Okay, that game's over because Night Train Memories is here. We can do that stuff next time.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I'm sorry. I won't be here next week.
What are you doing next week?
I'm filming. I had rehearsal today.
Oh, rehearsal's this? Okay.
It's today, but I'm filming next weekend. Sorry.
Okay.
The Leo will not be here.
I'll have to work to get some people headed. Christy? Christy will co-host. All sure, right. We'll bring Christy.
All right.
I'll pack it with other friends. I don't need you. I never did.
Fine.
This isn't Reynolds' basement. All right. Well, Leo, thank you.
Well, thank
as
you.
Always.
Listen to me on Reynolds' Attic next Sunday.
The competing show. We have Night Train Memories coming up next. Always good.
Yep.
We have the DVR set recording that at home, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll go home, play a little of that. I guess we're out. Thanks to all the people who IM'd.
Thank you.
And here comes the POC that says home time.